I think we the only one we don't have is a from the Arabs or one of the Muslim. We got just about everything else. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any? Are you active like in clubs or anything?
Well, I'm a past district deputy grand master of the Masonic Lodge. Yeah, 30th Masonic District in Key West. And I was went in that in 1945. But I belong to the Rotary Club at the moment. And that's about all. I have been in JC's and Elks, but through a period of time I've dropped those.
Okay, and where were your parents born, sir? Your mother and your father?
As near as I can recollect, my mother was born here in Key West. My daddy was born in Spanish Wells, Bahama Island.
Hey, what was your mother's maiden name?
Minnie.
That's
M-I-N-N-I-E.
I was just trying to see if I remember any.
That's probably English, because my grandfather came from the Bahama Islands.
On her side?
Yes. I don't have anyone there in Key West from my father's side.
Do you know how much education your mother and father had?
No, I don't. My mother died when I was 5, in childbirth. And I don't know how much education my dad had, but he was a sponger and fisherman of sorts. I doubt whether he had too much beyond what they call his schooling of that time, sixth grade, eighth grade. But we've got people here in town that went through the sixth grade and they're millionaires now. They could do like the computer do instead of punching sticks, the thing down, you know, the little tabs. Used to write on doing the sponge sales and doing fishing. They'd write on the shirt sleeves and say, well, you get so many dollars and I get so many dollars, and people sit down and figure it all out and they'd be finished figuring it out before they ever started. So the education didn't matter too much, you know, as far as college and so forth.
Right. Yeah. This is maybe the second time I've been to Key West, and first time I was with my parents when I was very young. I was tourist. I just didn't remember how nice it was. It's just a fine place, as far as I can see.
Well,
it's different like any other part of Florida.
Yeah. Well, we are different from most of Florida, except if you get in the smaller towns like this. If you get in a smaller place, well, then you do have that sort of feeling. But if you get in the larger places like Tampa or Miami and that area, West Palm Beach, and well, your people live by each other next door, and they never know whether they married, unmarried, or whether they white, black, or what they are. You know.
Mm. Is this town fairly close?
We are very, very clannish too down here in Key West. Stick together.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. That is the local people do.
That's the impression I got from Betty down at the library, because she was naming all people by their first name, and obviously I didn't know who she was talking about.
Yeah. You may not, in other words, we say we clannish in the manner of speaking that we stick together, because